One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, it's Candace.
And it's Elena.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime. We are back with another current events episode. Guys, this one's very upsetting to me.
So
there is a little girl who's missing. I mean, there's lots of people who are missing.
Too many.
But the circumstances are strange, to say the least. So this is the search for Saraya Ong Harmon. So Samara Harmon is the mother of a 2-year-old girl named Saraya Ong Harmon, who went missing when her father, Aaron Ong, failed to meet Samara to exchange their daughter on June 3rd of this year. So just
a month ago.
Here's a little insight to this couple's dynamic. They are very young.
Okay.
Aaron and Samara were never married, but they live in Moscow, Idaho. And since August of 2023, they had this custody arrangement that was 50-50. It was 5-5-2-2. So Samara would have her 5 days. He would get her 5 days. Then Samara would get her 2 days and he would get her 2 days.
Oh, okay.
And then it starts over from there. I'm not sure about holidays, but that's kind of irrelevant to the disappearance. So Samara would get rides. I assume she didn't have a car, but she would get rides to pick up and drop off. So she would get a ride to take her daughter to meet Aaron.
Okay.
And get a ride to pick her up.
Gotcha.
And Aaron had access to multiple cars, but sometimes Samara and Saraya would have to like be dropped off one place and like walk to meet him.
Oh.
Sometimes along a busy road. And he was fine with that. Like that didn't bother him. He never like took extra steps to help her in any way.
Right.
It was always, well, talk to my lawyer if you don't like that or blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Which sometimes, like, she would contact his lawyer, but the last time she contacted his lawyer was like, we don't represent him anymore, so
we'll
need to work that out. So, on June 3rd, Samara went to a police station to pick up her daughter. She preferred to exchange their daughter here because she wanted a safe place that had surveillance, and what better place than a police station?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
She explained to Nancy Grace, because this is where I first heard about this story a month ago, that Aaron had manipulated her in the past and weaponized their daughter against her. So
happens too many times.
She wanted their exchanges to be very public, where there was cameras and there could be absolutely no misconstruing or misunderstanding about how that exchange went. It seemed like she didn't really want to get into specifics about what he had said or done in the past. Maybe she's scared of him and his family. But his family seems a bit unhinged to me.
No.
So that checks that she wouldn't want to say anything, especially at this point, to like ruffle any more feathers. So Samara claims that Aaron had threatened her in the past, when they were still in a relationship, that he could take the baby and she'd never see her again.
Oh.
And that threat was witnessed by other people.
Okay.
So I really hope they've given statements by now.
Right.
Aaron didn't show up to the police station with Saraya at the agreed meeting time. and all calls to Aaron after about 30 minutes of waiting went unanswered. Samara called Aaron's parents, and they I'm not sure if they answered, but they ended up coming to the police station, and they brought a handwritten note and handed it to the police. The note said that their son had taken Soraya camping to Flathead Lake in Montana.
Okay.
And they might be late.
So, and I'm sorry, how old is Soraya?
She's 2.
Oh, you're going to take a 2-year-old camping?
Right. But also, like, they might be late. You're taking your daughter camping to a completely different state.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be late. Mm. What do you mean by that? Like,
right.
Another hour or two? Or, like, we're going to be late. Like, we can't. I'm not bringing her back today at all.
Yeah.
I'll say you're going to be late. Mm-hmm. So she was supposed to get her daughter that day, like 45 minutes ago. What's this about a camping trip? She knows nothing of this.
Right.
Just a few days after Soraya was reported missing, Samara was interviewed, like I said, by Nancy Grace. This was just days after. And she told Nancy that Aaron was not someone who was an outdoorsman.
Okay.
She's like, I don't know him to go camping. Like, he never went camping when we were together. That's not one of his interests. And in fact, he was a germaphobe. Like, anytime he would go outside or just do one thing, he would go wash his hands, which is, like, I can identify because I'm not a camper. And if I touch something that I'll just go wash my hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Samara is at the police station. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she tells someone what's going on. Like, his parents have now showed up with this note. She gets up and she's like, hi, I'm here. I am trying to pick up my daughter. And now she's not coming back. What is all this?
Yeah. Where's my daughter?
This is the weirdest thing I've ever even heard of. So she's like, I'm going to get this ball rolling by telling somebody. But to say that the ball starts rolling would be an understatement.
No.
Because the ball starts rolling so fast, she can't even see the ball anymore. Because police tell her Soraya is not only missing, but someone else in Aaron's life is missing too. His fiance,
what?
Nadia Cole.
Oh, no.
Nadia Cole was, get this, she was reported missing by her parents on May 29th. So days before Soraya was reported missing. Nadia was with her family at SeaTac Airport. And they were at the gate about to board a flight to Italy to celebrate her graduation from Washington State University. Mm. Nadia left her luggage with her parents. She's like, I'm going to go pee real quick.
Oh, no.
And that was the last time they saw her.
What?
Her family said that is absolutely out of character. Like, she wouldn't just leave and not tell anybody where she's going, let alone the fact that they're about to board an international flight that they've been planning.
You're going to Italy. How exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Now, a week into her disappearance, her parents said that they believe that she went with Aaron unwillingly.
Mm-hmm.
But the police say, we see her leaving the airport by herself, not under duress. And police believe that Nadia was in on this whole thing with Aaron. Nadia didn't just leave her luggage. She left her cell phone.
Oh, what in the world?
Yes. Yes. So CCTV from SeaTac Airport shows Nadia not going to the bathroom, but in fact leaving the airport. According to Newsweekly, the last video we have of her is standing outside the airport at the light rail train platform. So this is just north of the parking garage. And once she leaves the airport, we don't really know where she went. She left of her own accord.
Wow.
We do know she's about 4 hours drive back to Pullman, Idaho, where she lives.
Oh.
Which is near Moscow. But it's assumed that she meets up with him or is picked up by him.
How does he convince her to just leave her stuff at the gate and go?
This is, and the fact that she did this, I don't know. Maybe she was lied to. Maybe she did not go, like, super willingly.
Okay.
I don't know. This case is still such a mystery. But according to Pullman Police Department, Aaron was seen buying camping gear and a Montana map book in Moscow, where they lived before June 3rd. So I didn't see reports stating at what time, like what day he bought this stuff. But do we care, Lena?
No.
It's before is before.
Yeah.
He planned this. So a black Cadillac that was registered to the Ong family. It's not Aaron's car per se, but police did say that both Aaron and Nadia had left their cars at home. But this Cadillac is registered to somebody in the Ong family.
Oh.
So he has access to this car. Anyway, it was seen at the Mexican border.
What?
Crossing the Mexican border. So police believe they have fled to Mexico.
Holy moly.
And now the FBI is involved.
Well, yeah.
So Aaron's parents released a statement to the press June 12th. It's actually a website with a statement on it, which I couldn't even get through it. It's so gross. It's so infuriating.
Oh, no.
You can read it. I'll link it. But just be warned. Have a cigarette or like a glass of wine next to you, because it is absolutely infuriating.
Oh, no.
They paint Samara, the mother, as a deadbeat mom who lives in squalor. And when they get Saraya back, she always smells like urine, and she's dirty, and she smells like weed. No. They say that Aaron felt like Saraya was in, quote, imminent danger, end quote, and decided to protect his daughter. This is their statement, Lena.
Okay.
They're not...
By going to Mexico?
They are not in any way, shape, or form saying, we don't know where they are. They're saying, yeah, he took her, because, yeah, they took he took her. They insinuate...
That's very interesting.
I know, this is the strangest thing I've ever heard of. They insinuate that the family court system has failed them because they are inclined to hand over children to their mother, even if they're not best suited to care for their child, and they, quote, castrate young, capable men, end quote. When I listened to the interview with her on Nancy Grace, she sounded articulate. She was thorough in her thoughts and her speech. She was extremely worried about her daughter and her daughter's safety.
Right.
And she expressed past things, like she had been worried in the past, but it was important to her for her daughter to spend time with her dad. It was little things that she said like that that made me feel a maturity about her.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of friends who, you know, are divorced and they share custody, and that is a mature, very grown up concept.
Right. Like, to co-parent.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
I do not like when he has her, but it's important for her.
Yeah.
And so when she said that, I was like, wow, you don't usually hear that in someone so young and this kind of messy custody battle. And that said a lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
She also shared some videos with Nancy, with her and her daughter, you know, like playing and at the park. And you can just see how much this little girl loves her mother.
Oh, I'm sure.
Adores her mother. She's not dirty or unkempt in these videos. With her mother, her hair is fixed. She's appropriately dressed. She looks very happy and content. And her mother is appropriately dressed and her hair is fixed. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't look like the situation that they're painting.
Right.
Her interactions with her daughter are very positive and loving. And you can just tell that that little girl's her entire world.
Mm.
But according to Aaron's parents, she's unfit.
Well, wow.
So they also said that Aaron is an operations manager and he manages several teams and is in charge of very important business decisions. And, you know, he's just an upstanding guy.
Right.
And like he's just doing what he has to do. He was planning to go to the National Guard. Not now, my
Please
friend.
Please don't.
Not now.
Mm-mm.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Exactly.
Nadia was planning to go to law school. Not now, my friend.
No.
You will never get into law school.
That's what's so, like, she graduated from college already.
Right.
And had her
future. She has completely as the British say, and I'll say it, you know, in a nice way, she's crapped the bed. Okay?
Yeah.
They both have. I mean, I'd say. They both have. And if she's involved in this, you know, what they're referring to as custodial interference, which let's call it what it is, it's kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll be lucky to get a job at Whataburger. Wow. Okay? And tell me the location because I won't go to that one. Now, let's talk about the critical nature of this missing child. Mm-hmm. Okay? Before I tell you some more information, let's talk about a two-year-old.
Yes.
Let's talk about the things that a two-year-old might need.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks, okay? Like, are they carrying enough snacks?
Yeah, she's going to be hungry.
I bet not, okay? Mm-hmm. Are they caring for, like, the medical attention she might mm-hmm. need? Just on a two-year-old level.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's a young two. She's not like my twos that are about to turn three. Oh, she's right. A young two.
Okay.
Now, according to Samara, Soraya's mother, she has a medical condition.
Uh-oh.
In the days leading up to Soraya's disappearance, Samara had texted Aaron and his parents to let them know that Soraya had a swollen belly and she was very sick. Like, she felt like her intestines were going to bust or something.
No.
She was very concerned. She just was like, "This something's not right." Aaron's parents say, don't worry about this. He called the doctor before he took her.
Sure.
On this camping trip. And the doctor said, just give her water and prune juice.
Okay,
like this,
right.
This will, you know, nothing
flush
to
flush her out.
I assume police know the truth about whether or not there is, in fact, like, a medical condition or not.
Okay, right. Like medical records. Right, who is exactly. This doctor that said give her water and prune juice?
They're not going to release this information to the public. And right. HIPAA will keep the details of that from being public knowledge. And truly, I don't care mm-hmm. what her medical condition is. I just care, is it life-threatening or not? Is she unable to access the medications and the medical attention she might need if she is in fact in Mexico?
But not just life-threatening, but to take a two-year-old mm-hmm. for one, for two, that doesn't feel good.
Right.
How miserable would that be to take a two-year-old, a sick two-year-old, camping
yeah.
and keep her entertained and comfortable?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Like, a couple weeks ago, Hazel wasn't feeling good. And I think we had tickets to go see Inside Out. Mm. And I was like, let's just not go. I mean, she could very well sit in a movie theater. But I was right. like, she's not going to enjoy that.
Exactly.
And that's a 2-hour movie.
Ugh.
I would never take a sick child camping.
No, ma'am.
I would never take my kids camping anyways. But that's another story. But they're on the run. They're yeah. bouncing from place to place. You have to imagine, like, how are you going to get consistent care for your child? Anyway, these people are stupid. Now, before you start thinking, well, because, you know, there's going to be people out there going, well, what if his daughter was in danger? Like, what if he is just protecting her? And this is
Mm-mm.
this is his last resort. He has done something. This is so irrational.
It is.
And criminal.
For sure. Right.
Planning to take your child away from its mother.
Mm-hmm. But not just that. You're ruining your future and the future of your fiance.
And Nadia.
Yeah.
If she, in fact, helped him plan this, which it seems like she did. It seems like she helped. She knew. She left May 29th. Okay.
Well,
and he was supposed to return the daughter mm-hmm. June 3rd.
Right.
It seems like she was with him planning all this out.
That's what it seems like. I just hope nothing bad has happened to her as well.
I do too. But if she was in on this to leave your own family, she left the airport.
Right.
She's seen leaving the airport like by herself.
That is just.
You're going to leave your family and be like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
I'm going to the bathroom. And you know good and well you're never going to see them. Like, you know good and well you're leaving.
I could not imagine. Like, I don't know her family dynamic, but right. come on.
Well, I think the family dynamic is such that they're going to take her to Italy.
Yeah, to celebrate
her amazing accomplishment of graduating college. Seems pretty nice to me.
Wow. to but be controlled.
Why
like that?
Buy maps mm-hmm. to Montana when in fact you weren't going to Montana at all? You're going to Mexico, perhaps. I mean, they weren't actually seen in this car. Maybe someone's driven the car to Mexico
to throw
everybody off. I bet his family is all in on this. This is elaborate. It's methodical. Yeah. And if he's going to go to these lengths to take this child, I shudder to think of what else he might do to stay under the radar.
Sure.
I firmly, like I said, I believe his parents are helping him with this. His parents seem pretty wackadoo. And we all know that little peon who their mommy and daddy is always cleaning up their messes or always like helping them skirt and curtail.
It really sounds like the Gabby Petito case.
Lena, I literally have in my notes, this stinks of Brian Laundrie.
It really does.
It stinks of Brian Laundrie.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, June 18th, police executed a search of Aaron's parents' house in Moscow. Why did it take them so long to search that house?
Right.
I'm not giving them a pass on this one. No. Okay. I know that things take time and blah, 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 blah. You could literally drive to a judge's house and get a signature and go execute a search warrant in the matter of hours.
Yeah.
Why did it take from June 3rd to June 18th, 2 weeks? Why did it take 2 weeks? Over 2 weeks.
Were they just waiting to see if maybe he just appeared back home, or
it seems like there was a missing child. The parents came to the police station and they were like, yeah, he's taken her,
he's gone.
It seems like time is of the essence. And you should have maybe that day or the next day or the week after.
Yeah,
but over 2 weeks, I'm sorry, I can't get over this.
Mm-mm.
Anywho, they searched the home, their vehicles, their persons, and we don't know what, if anything, they found. I believe that kind of stuff will trickle out soon. Police have been very, very tight-lipped about where they're at in this investigation and like where it stands today. I've been checking every single day to find new information. And I'm telling you, like last week is the only update we've had. It's just strange. I know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
He's on the run and he's listening. I bet you he's Googling. I bet you he's watching the news and seeing what they know.
He'll be found. He will be found.
I can't believe they have not found them. Here's what I think. Nadia's bleach blonde hair. I bet she's cut it, dyed it. I bet he's shaved his head, and I wouldn't put it past them if they're dressing her like a boy.
Oh.
Little Soraya, and cut her hair like a boy. Who's looking for a little boy?
Right.
And two dark-haired people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
think about all the scenarios of how they could disguise themselves.
I can't believe they haven't found them yet. I really can't. I just feel like in this day and age, you could find a fart in a whirlwind. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they can find a needle in a haystack. Here we are.
They're great at their jobs. I mean,
when they don't take two weeks
to do it.
I think they know, obviously, they know way more than we know, but I feel like they might be getting close to something.
Okay.
Which is why we haven't heard anything in like a whole entire week.
Okay.
Like the executing the search warrant and stuff like that. I feel like
I like the optimism.
So I am hopeful. I don't think. So here's what I'm worried about. If she really is sick, if there is something wrong with her, and septicemia was mentioned. Nancy Grace, they were talking about that, and she was saying the mother was saying that the doctor was telling her she could be possibly septic. That is fatal.
It is.
And don't always recover from that.
If they went to Mexico, if she truly is sick, have they sought medical attention there? And Are they on the lookout for her?
I know. It's just, it's wild. I mean, are they in Mexico? I don't know. Like, where are they?
Yeah.
I just.
This is wild.
It is wild. Part of me would be surprised if he hurt her. Like, part of me would be surprised if this child was not returned safely. Mm-hmm. But then there's this true crime aficionado mm-hmm. part of me that says he would do anything to not have Samara have her daughter back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strange. This whole thing is, I really cannot get this out of my mind.
Well, and it's just tragic for Samara. I feel terrible for her. She's has to go on day by day.
She must be sitting by the phone. Like, she must have her phone on loud. She must not be sleeping and just waiting for someone to call her and say, we found her. She's safe.
I mean, but to be so hateful to do that to someone, to a mother, like, I don't care what kind of beef you have with your baby mama. Like, how can you do something so elaborate, like you say?
I know.
Dramatic.
And to my knowledge, there has never been, he has never, like, filed for full custody or, like, fought her on the custody. It seems like their custody arrangement was amicable and something they worked out mm-hmm. and agreed upon.
Right.
It does not seem that there's any record of him having a problem with her having her daughter. Like, and so all this stuff about every time we get her back, you know, his parents saying that every time we get her back, she smells like pee and weed and she's just dirty. And like, that is, where's that coming from?
I mean, and if that is the case, at least try to tell the authorities, a lawyer.
Right.
Before you just go off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one has a hold of me and I'm checking every day and I will be back with any updates that I.
Please do. Yes. That is crazy. I know.
It's terrible. It's horrible. And I cannot get it out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So his parents have also been painting Nadia as this amazing woman who Soraya calls mom. She calls Nadia mom.
And how long have they been together? Like,
so they've been together apparently since last year.
Okay.
But Samara says that she's never even heard of this girl. Like, she never even knew. And she said, in hindsight, I remember Soraya saying, I miss Nada. I miss Nada or something like that. So that's another thing that shows maturity. Why would she mention that?
Yeah.
She's like, in hindsight, I remember her saying that she missed Nada. And now I know this girl's name is Nadia. And so I'm putting mm-hmm. this all together that she's been around for a while. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she never knew, like, he never introduced them or, you know, she never knew that there was somebody else. So, and it doesn't seem like she had a problem that there was somebody else. It just, she didn't know about it.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I mean, social media accounts.
So, it's funny you mentioned that. Nancy Grace, one of the experts, said that Nadia's Instagram is very sparse.
Okay.
There's not much posted. And she's like, you have this beautiful girl who's 21 in this day and age.
Right.
Everybody's posting pictures of where they are, or where they're going,
mm-hmm.
like their new haircut or whatever. Not Nadia.
Huh.
So that gives a vibe to me that she doesn't feel welcome to be posting pictures of herself.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's controlling her content or something.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It is really interesting.
Huh.
So,
well,
let me tell you a little bit about their appearances.
Yes.
Aaron is 5'9". He weighs about 135. I could take him. He has black hair, brown eyes. Nadia is 5'9" as well. She weighs 130. She has blonde hair and green eyes. She was last seen wearing a black North Face jacket, a sage green hoodie, black pants and white tennis shoes, all of which I'm sure by now
are in the trash,
are at Goodwill. I firmly believe these people have changed their appearance. Mm-hmm. They've probably gone to great lengths to change what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
For all we know, like I said, they could be posing Soraya as a boy,
mm-hmm,
under a different name. They're probably using different names. Yeah, I mean, the FBI are looking for them. This is an international manhunt.
Mm.
I keep seeing that headline everywhere. This is serious.
Oh,
this,
yeah,
isn't just like a custody thing.
Look what you've done. Look what you've done.
And Samara did say that he's not brought her back to her. Like, he has withheld the child from her before.
Oh, okay.
In, like, piddly ways. Like, no, I'll bring her back tomorrow or something. And she's like, fine. Like, what am I going to do? Like,
right.
They were last believed to be traveling in a black 2014 Cadillac XTS. Idaho license plate 1L5147U. If you know anything or have any information regarding the whereabouts of Soraya Ong Harmon, you can give those tips to the police, 509-334-0822, or call the FBI at, get this, 1-800-CALL-FBI.
So simple. They make it easy for you.
That is 800-225-5324. And you can also email the Pullman Police Department at policetips@pullman-wa.gov.
Okay.
And I'm going to link, you know, my source materials. I will link the stupid statement that's just nauseating.
Mm.
And I'll link pictures of Soraya and Nadia and Aaron. It's just wild. Like, I it was weird because we were supposed to record yesterday,
mm-hmm,
and I had this all put together yesterday, and then I had a dream.
Oh.
Like, we delayed it, and then I had a dream that I woke up and there was some news, like, that I had,
oh,
some news to share, but it was a dream.
Oh.
See, I'm even dreaming about her.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Maybe something will come in your dream and you'll be able to.
Maybe. I should have been paying more attention in my dream.
Yeah.
To what the news was.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sleep tonight and I'm going to try and dream about her.
Take your notebook with you.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet little baby Soraya.
Yeah. Do the right thing. If you know anything, if you've. Are friends with this guy or no. Oh, goodness. Just,
I know,
do the right thing, guys.
I know. And I will be all up on this.
Yeah.
I've been checking every single day. I wanted to share this case sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that we're a month out and there's still no. I mean, this is one of those things where it's not like we have a missing child and they've just vanished.
Right.
And we have no leads. We have nothing. Like,
mm-hmm,
we know the dad took this child.
Yes.
Okay. And his fiance is also reported missing by her family. They don't believe she went willingly. I wonder at this point if they're like, well, and you know what? Maybe she's called them and said, look,
oh,
you know, who knows? Are the police,
yeah,
tapping their phones? Have they come forward?
That's what it would be good to know, like, her family dynamic and,
mm-hmm,
see, like, did she talk to her parents every day and is she now? Or
yeah. There's so many questions here. There's so many weird things going on in this,
yeah,
one.
How long did it take to find Gabby Petito? Like, how long did that case go on? Do you remember?
It was months.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was months. And then we couldn't find him.
Yes.
And then suddenly we found that. That case still freaks me out. That case still is so weird to me.
Right.
And
so,
the fact that they had searched where,
yes,
his body was found. I think he was on the lam and went back to the place.
Okay.
And I think his parents were helping him that whole time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I only question that because, I mean, if it was months for him,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I totally believe that they can find these people,
mm-hmm,
but I think I think it's going to take a little longer.
Yeah. And, like, what's he willing to do? Because, right. I mean, he knows he's committing a crime. He knows he's going to come back here and go to prison, right?
Yeah, like he, does he really think he's going to get away with this?
There's absolutely no world where he comes back and they're like, well, you know,
you were keeping her safe.
Dad. Happy Father's Day. Like, right. you were just doing what you had to do.
No, ma'am. I don't believe that.
I think he looks 12 in his photos. I'm not kidding you. If I rolled up to Chick-fil-A and he was taking my order, I'd be like, are you old enough to work here, sir? he looks 12. He's like 20 or 21, but looks 12.
Interesting. Wow.
Very strange. So.
Oh, well, thank you for getting their story out there, because I definitely have not heard about this one. And so it's very important that we make it known and put their pictures out there so we can be diligent in looking.
I know. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Okay. Well, this was great. I can't wait to hear more. Let's do it again sometime.
Let's do it. Let's find this little girl.
Let's do it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. If you're enjoying our podcast, please consider leaving us a positive review and rating. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to our show.
You can also follow us on Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast, or send case suggestions to cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.